Someone I look forward to meeting in heaven is Cori Ten Boom. She's really one of my heroes of the faith, and many of you probably already know her story. She and her close-knit family were devout Christians in the Netherlands during the Second World War. As the prospects of war grew and Jews were experiencing more and more persecution, the Ten Boom family were compelled to protect and shelter many Jewish people. What caused them to choose to participate in the dangerous Dutch underground? It was not a random idea that just popped into their minds. Led by Cori's father, Casper, their family had nurtured the spiritual disciplines of daily Bible reading. In fact, they would sit around their dinner table in the morning at breakfast time and in the evening at supper time. Each member of the family had a Bible in front of them in a different language, and they would read the scripture together. They were people of fervent prayer. They had established habits of service and compassion. There was no question that they would do all they could do to rescue and protect the Jewish people who were their friends and neighbors. They knew them to be the apple of God's eye. They knew they were God's promised people, that their own Savior was a Jew. They knew that God's will is to care for those in danger who have no hope. The Ten Boom family risked their own lives to protect God's people. They surrendered their comfort and semblance of safety to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and their actions resulted in great suffering. They were betrayed, arrested, and sent to concentration camps, where at least two family members died. Cori's nephew, Peter, described his grandfather's determination to buoy the family's spirits after they were arrested. He quoted Psalm 91 to them as they sat in a gymnasium held captive by the Nazis, waiting for their grim fate. Peter describes their situation in this way. Tragedy had struck. These are Peter's words. Where was the host of angels we had prayed for so often? Had God forgotten us? Then I glanced at Grandfather sitting in the corner. There was such an expression of peace on his pale face that I could not help marveling. He actually was protected. God had built a fence around him. At last they took me to my cell. As I walked past Grandfather, I stopped, bent over him, and kissed him goodbye. He looked up at me and said, "My boy, are we not a privileged generation?" Casper Ten Boom had resolved long ago to faithfully trust his trustworthy God with his life and to obey him at all costs. He had been surrendering to the Lord in quarters, day after day, in the little aspects of life. When it was required of him, Casper was able and willing to lay down that $1,000 check of surrender. He was at peace and surrendered to the Lord's will. From Hebrews 13, we read in verse 6, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Ten Boom family had established faith habits that prepared them to trust God's sovereignty when a person would be justified by the world's standards to question what good could come from the circumstances they found themselves in. Because of their surrender, many Jews were rescued. And we have the extreme blessing of being strengthened in our faith by reading their story. We do not know what the future holds for us. Most likely, we will not be called upon to make that huge payment of surrender that they were called to do. But we don't know. Most likely, we will all be called to pay out our surrender daily in quarters. My prayer is that we will develop faith habits as the Ten Boom family followed, to be prepared and willing to obey God's call. And those around us will see the evidence of God's power in our surrendered lives. I thank you all for coming. We're going to just end with one more worship song, and Cheryl will pray.